Hello, Capricorn and Cap Rising, maybe a few Cap Moons. Welcome to One Night Only, the Kala Sarpa Yoga edition of Astrology Studio for Capricorn. My name's Eric Francis, and I'll be your astrologer for the next hour or so. Listening to a little bit of the industrial sound of Vision Quest. Usually we're very mellow and ambient. This is another flavor of our music. First, I want to thank you for patiently waiting for your reading. This often happens around the holidays, and I knew that there was no way that that I could jam out a Capricorn reading of any kind in the middle of doing 12 other 90-minute readings, and because I needed to let the well fill up again and get some new ideas. Unfortunately, I waited because I hadn't quite put together all of the Kala Sarpa yoga stuff, which I've been writing about and which we're linking to. I'll get to what that is in a moment. At the time that I did the All of Us Here readings, and so we've got a fresh angle, and I'm planning to recap some of what I covered in All of Us Here, but also whenever I do that, it's a whole new language and a new approach to astrology that is not easy to read and not easy to live through. And as I'm sure you have figured out right now, Capricorn has been the epicenter of all of this complete lunacy that has been going on in the world the past year, owing to the conjunction of Saturn and Pluto a little bit over 1 year ago, and then a series of conjunctions of Jupiter and Pluto in your sign, and other things involving lesser known small planets that have been involved and are still involved. And then, of course, well, Pluto in your sign, which I'm going to focus on quite a bit in a later section. And then, right, when Jupiter and Saturn left Capricorn, Saturn remains active. Saturn, the ruling planet of Capricorn, remains active because it moved into the next sign. It moved into your second solar house. Then the very next thing that happened was it took a conjunction from Jupiter. And so this is actually quite good news, and it gives you a lot to work with in the way of resources and support from your environment, and also the ability to access your own resources. I mean, that is the most important thing. What's coming from outside of your immediate personal sphere is of secondary significance to your growing awareness of who and what you are, and your growing awareness of who and what you have to offer. Still in all, it has been just wild, and the likely result is you have been under a lot of pressure. You have been feeling what Patrick Walker called enforced changes, being pushed into a grow or die moment. That's my translation of Patrick's more polite way of saying enforced changes, you know, which he would use to describe, you know, aspects involving Saturn and Pluto that came with this inevitable feeling. And everyone is traumatized by the events of 2020. And the most important thing to bear in mind is that the events of 2020 were in themselves traumatizing, but they were tapping into this well of unresolved pain that exists in the human condition, particularly here in the Western world, where we have all these problems that we occasionally remember but very rarely do anything about to solve. And so it is just provoked much old stuff that's been going on. A lot of abandonment issues and parental stuff, because this government that's supposed to protect us, right? These companies have stepped in as being the government in loco parentis. Even at the most charitable reading of events, are complete fuck ups, and so they have, at minimum, failed to protect society and protect the economy, and many people have been damaged by this. They have been injured by this, and now we are entering a whole new year, a whole new realm of astrology, which by my measure stretches out to about 2044. So for many of us, the rest of our lives, or most of the rest of our lives, and we're still carrying the pain of the losses in 2020. Now, for some who are really well adapted and able to rise to the occasion, this has been a perfectly good time. However, for maybe them personally, but everyone is impacted by the state of affairs of the people around them, and we all know that what's happening to many people is just simply not cool. And so even for those who are doing pretty good, who are negotiating financially, who can keep their businesses going or their jobs, and who are able to pay the rent, and who can stand wearing a mask all day long, which I know that many of you are forced to do against your will, and you probably figured out that it's only making you sicker, that's not cool. That's an abandonment. That's an abuse of power and an abuse of trust. And we've just seen this going on and on and on. And the thing that I have noticed with major outer planet transits, of which you are under, you know, refreshing a bit, Pluto entered your sign in 2008 and has been there. It dipped back into Sag for a little while in 08 and early 09, but then it's been in Capricorn straight through. So I count Pluto in Capricorn as beginning in early 2008. That came with a whole cascade of